Good morning, everyone. A case of bad timing. As the stimulus money arrives, a lot of trains and mass transit systems around the country are leaving the station. Stimulus might not help mass transit in your town. We'll talk about that in a moment. But first, the headlines from Femi Oke.
And some good timing, 28 minutes to the top of the hour. Good morning. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton signed an agreement in Japan today that will move 8,000 Marines off the Japanese island of Okinawa. They will be redeployed to the U.S. territory of Guam. And Clinton is on a tour of Asia, her first trip abroad as Secretary of State. A spokesman for California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger says that 20,000 state government workers may lose their jobs if lawmakers can't reach a decision on a new state budget. A single vote kept it from passing. Here's Daniel Steinberg, California Senate President, talking about what the effects could be.
The real-life impact will be the slowdown and actual shutdown of hundreds of state-funded transportation projects, people not getting paid, taxpayers not getting refunds.
And the State Assembly will reconvene today, and it may be a long day. Lawmakers were told to bring their toothbrushes. The Japanese finance minister is resigning. He says it's for health reasons, but the announcement comes amid criticism of his behavior at a summit meeting during the G7 conference in Rome. The minister was seen on video slurring his words, yawning, and closing his eyes repeatedly. Some critics implied he may have been drinking. And in sports this afternoon in Tampa, Yankees third baseman Alex Rodriguez holds his first, formal news conference since admitting he used performance-enhancing drugs in 2003.
You're getting a little emotional over Alex.
I am. I'm filling up here. Yeah. Several fellow...
Cough medicine?
That's for the Japanese foreign minister story, but it all kind of links together. And several Rodriguez teammates will be there in Tampa giving him simple support.
Cough medicine, steroids, it's just a big mess out there. Femi, okay, thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
So, sounds like a good idea. Do you live in the Bay Area? Rather than get in your car and have to drive long distances, like from the Mission District downtown in San Francisco to Oakland, you can hop on the BART train, right? You can just sit there and it relaxingly takes you under the bay. Sure, what a great idea. Except, in practice, mass transit around the United States is not necessarily in the state that it needs to be, and the infrastructure improvements envisioned by Barack Obama are not necessarily in this stimulus package, which is going to be signed today in Colorado. $8 billion the stimulus package is going to pump into nation's rail systems, and local transportation agencies are in for a devastating year because of budget shortfalls all around the country. Transit systems are in real trouble. Will this stimulus package do anything to help systems like the BART system in San Francisco? Rick Carr joins us now. He's a correspondent for the Blueprint America project at PBS. Rick, thanks for joining us from the Bay Area.
You're quite welcome, John.
The BART system is a great system. It's certainly an ambitious transit system. But why is it not going to be helped by this stimulus package? And even if it was, why would that help not be enough given the problems?
Well, frankly, the stimulus package doesn't have a penny in it for operations at transit agencies. This is all about building stuff. And what officials at transit agencies across the country, including here in the Bay Area, have been telling me over the past few weeks is they're already getting crushed by a couple of different things. They're getting crushed by the fact that as gas went up to $4 a gallon, more and more people were riding transit. Why is that a problem? Well, let's talk about Muni here in San Francisco, where I'm sitting right now, the city system. To get on that train, I put $1.50 in the turnstile. It actually costs Muni about $6 to give me the ride.
That's a great business model.
Yeah, exactly. Well, make it up in volume, John. So as more and more people rode public transit, as gas hit about $4 a gallon, it was actually stressing the budgets more and more. Okay, so that's problem number one.
So success is failure.
Exactly, in this case. Problem number two is that all of the funding models for public transit across the country are kind of falling apart. New York City, there where I normally live, where you are right now, it's a real estate transaction tax that pumps a lot of money into the MTA, the system there. Well, the real estate market's not doing that well right now, so there's not a lot of money flowing into that. Here in the Bay Area, it's parking tickets and traffic tickets. Well, tourism's way down, which means there are fewer people making boneheaded moves on the streets and getting traffic. traffic tickets written. So everybody's revenue is down.
Talking about boneheaded moves, I mean, why would you even set up a transit system that would be dependent upon traffic use to fund it? Here is California State Senator Mark DeSaulnier talking about how when the transit system doesn't work properly, it's a ripple effect in the entire regional economy.
The ability to connect to the whole infrastructure impacts everything. So if you can't get your bus from Richmond to the Richmond BART station, you're not going to take the whole trip. And then people can't access jobs, they can't access continuing education. It has a ripple effect that, from a financial standpoint, it's stupid to do what we're doing, not to mention the moral aspect.
What is the moral aspect there, Rick Carr?
Well, what Mark was talking to me about was that you've got these people who are most vulnerable. I mean, we talked to a student who's studying at the City College of San Francisco who lives up in Contra Costa County. That's Mark DeSaulnier's district. He's dependent on a bus system up there called Westcat to take him to BART, then to Muni in the city, which then in turn takes him to the City College of San Francisco. The kid's studying to be an EMT, right? If the Westcat bus system in Contra Costa County goes out of business, which it is somewhat likely to do over the course of the year because its financial problems are so bad, how is he going to get to his classes, okay? You know, he's changing jobs. He's got neighbors who are, you know, hanging on by their fingernails. The bottom line that Mark DeSaulnier is talking about in that piece of tape is it's the most vulnerable people who are riding transit who are most likely to be affected if there are service cuts, which is pretty much the only way to solve these budget shortfalls.
And what does Westcat, the transit agency you just referred to, say about itself? Here's Charlie Anderson, general manager of that Contra Costa County Westcat system.
The real fear is next year. I think we're at the point now where we've actually removed the convenience of the system to the point where people who have a choice will not choose transit. So it's getting to the point where we're dismantling the system.
It's too expensive to keep. That's an outrage, Rick.
Yeah, it's even more stressful here in California because what's going on is that, of course, as we just heard, the state is having this massive budget crisis. The
20,000 people laid off today. That's the story today.
Yeah. Exactly. And you can't, you know, the state legislature's not getting its act together to actually pass these subsidies through. Governor Schwarzenegger, part of his budget proposal, has been to zero out funding for transit. So that, you know, let's go back to that model I talked about. That $4.50 that Muni has to make up, when I put my $1.50 in the turnstile, they need another $4.50 to give me that ride. Most of that is state money. And what the state of California is saying is, we're not going to give it to you next year, which is this is doomsday for a lot of transit agencies. And it's not just here in the Bay Area.
A financial dismantling starts in the Bay Area. That's your story there. But it's being repeated in communities all around the United States. It's going to take a much greater level of cooperation between federal, state and local governments to think about the economics of mass transit. This stimulus package isn't going to help. Rick Carr, correspondent for PBS's Blueprint America. Thanks so much for joining us.
You're welcome, John.
He joined us from San Francisco. Let's go.